even before this.
Okay, welcome to the Highlands Council meeting of June 20th, 2024. Roll call.
Councilmember Alstead?
Yes.
Councilmember Bush?
Yes.
Councilmember Dougherty? Councilmember Dressler? Councilmember Francis?
Here.
Councilmember James?
Here.
Councilmember Sebetich? Councilmember Van Epps?
Here.
Councilmember Vizioli?
Here.
And Councilmember Bowden?
Here.
And Chairman Richco?
Here. We also, I think on the phone, we have Alexis Franklin from the Governor's Authorities Unit. Is that correct? Alexis, are you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, and Jason Kane, Deputy Attorney General?
Yes, good evening.
Okay, and Mike Dressler, you haven't, are you there? Yep. Okay, we'll move on. The Open Public Meetings Act?
This meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. The Highlands Council sent written notice of the time, date, and method of participation in this meeting to newspapers of circulation throughout the state and posted notice on the Highlands Council website. This meeting is being conducted at the Highlands Council office located at 100 North Road in Chester, New Jersey. Participants may provide comments during the meeting or by emailing them to the Highlands Council prior to or following the meeting up until the close of business on Friday, June 21st, 2024.
Thank you, Karen. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chair's report. It's always sad when we have to say goodbye to one of our staff members, and Karen will be leaving us next Friday. And Karen, thank you for your service to the Highlands, and I know you're moving to South Carolina.
Yes.
Correct? So good luck to you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Executive Director's report.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for us. I have a, since we didn't have a meeting last month, this is going to be a little lengthy because we, you know, things didn't stop just because we didn't have a meeting. But all good things that have been going on. So the first thing I want to mention is that the Highlands branding project is now underway. You know, back in February, you voted to hire North Star to lead this effort. North Star has set up a website for to initiate public engagement with them on doing their outreach. It's authenticnjhighlands.com. You can go there. There's a QR code, Carol Ware, in the lobby.
In the lobby.
That you can scan with your phone, which will take you to the website, and you can participate in the outreach effort through that website. And that was just that just went live today. So it's exciting. They're going to be here in July doing stakeholder interviews. They're going to be touring the islands, going to places that are of note that people would want to visit as part of our sustainable economic development plan. So that's exciting. We think this effort will probably end up taking about between 9 months and a year to complete. The second contract that you voted on has also just kicked off, doing our open space and recreation plan for the region. That public outreach should start shortly. Our contractors for that are the Trust for Public Land and 2020 Public Partners, who will be leading the outreach efforts. And that plan becomes more important if what I'm about to tell you comes to fruition. And this is fairly exciting news. There's been a bill introduced in the legislature, S-3466, sponsored by Assemblyman McKean, and I just got an email from Senator Steinhardt that he would also sign on to this to give it bipartisan support that would fund the Highlands open space program permanently through a portion of the corporate business tax. It would give us $7.5 million a year that we could use for Highlands properties that don't fall within the SADC program or the Green Acres program. We know from our analysis of the region that there are 19,000 undeveloped but developable lots in the region that consist of about 230 square miles of the Highlands. So there are a lot of properties out there that, that otherwise couldn't be reached. We think that this is going to end up being a very, if this works out, this is going to be a very important program, both in preserving properties that are better off preserved than developed, bringing equity to Highlands landowners, and allowing us to do things like match the federal funding that's out there that we've never been able to access. The federal Highlands Conservation Act makes money available to the four federal Highland states, which are Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And we'll be able to match those funds for the first time. That money's been going to the other states. So we could effectively, if all goes well, double that $7.5 million each year. And like I said, that we're going to work with the Garden State Preservation Trust on different ways of valuing property than the traditional ways that may bring more money to the landowner, but by having the ability to pay for resource values of the properties in addition to the traditional way that things have been done solely on the market values. So the we may be able to make better offers to the property owners, and we're going to be able to make offers to the property owners, which is even, you know, a big step forward. Just so you get a sense of the scope of what we're facing, right now we have $28 million in requests for Highlands development credits that have been sitting idle for how long, James?
Since 2019.
Right. So people waiting patiently, hopefully, for something that was never coming until a source of funding like this came along. And we can start to work our way through that $28 million backlog if this works out. So anybody out there want to call your legislator and ask them to support this bill, it would be welcome. We will find a good home for that money.
Ben, is there a companion assembly bill?
There is. It doesn't have a number yet, but Assemblywoman Gill is going to be the sponsor on the assembly side.
Can you forward all of us both the Senate and the Assembly numbers once the...
Absolutely, Kurt. Like I said, and I got the email from Senator Steinhardt just an hour ago, so that's how new this is.
But that's and I'd like to just say, you know, kudos to you and the team, because this is 20 years in the making that we've been seeking a permanent funding source for the TDR Bank, and so it's quite an accomplishment to have a piece of legislation introduced. Now we need to get it through, but it's been a giant hole that we've been battling for decades.
I said, you know that from the day I walked in here that I said this was a priority. This should be a priority for us, and this is as far as we've ever gotten. So, you know, just keep your fingers crossed. I think it should work out. It's a game changer if it passes.
And this is built. Is it 3466?
Yes,
3466.
S 3466.
And this bill also includes watershed moratorium aid for some of the towns that were ignored.
That's exactly right. So the question that you had about the watershed moratorium aid for the Highlands towns that were omitted, this will pay them their $47 an acre for their watershed moratorium aid. So for three of our towns, it's a big deal, right? It's not a lot of money in the great scheme of things in the size of the budget, but for Ringwood, Wanacue, and Harmony Township, it becomes a significant amount, right? In those, right, a couple $100,000 a year in the budgets of a small town. You know, look, I know I ran a small town for 10 years. It's a big deal. Thank you for reminding me of that. The Affordable Housing RMP Amendment, the public comment period closes on June 23rd. We've held the six public hearings on that. They were not particularly well attended, but we did have some attendance. But we really haven't gotten much in the way of comments on it, which is encouraging. And again, we've talked about this before. It's so important for the Highlands to be present in the decisions that are made so that things that are inconsistent with the regional master plan don't occur. And this is going to make sure that's not the case. And we'll be able to provide support to our municipalities in both technical and financial support in September. The last RMP amendments that we passed through that you voted on at the last meeting that we have are now official. The veto period has expired. The land use capability zone mapping is available on our website and is live. and the we've begun to use the warehouse guidelines in our assessment of properties that come before us in our consistency determinations. And we want to put our 88 municipalities on notice that they should start using those warehouse siting standards in their local decision making. Harding Township's petition for conformance is out for public comment right now. The public comment period on that, when does that close, James?
The 23rd.
The 23rd as well. It's likely that that Harding's petition will be passed on to the council at the July meeting with a recommendation that it be approved. And that's a 100% planning area town. And after after a long period of discussion with them, they came around to understand the benefits of conformance and will be conforming. Along those lines, I visited White Township last Wednesday night and had a long talk with their township committee. They're considering conformance. They have some issues that would where we would be very valuable to them. They have some homes along the along the Pequest River that have failing septic systems, which is a problem elsewhere in the Highlands as well. And we're able to provide them with both technical assistance, walk them through DEP, work with them through the iBank, and get them the funding to do what they need to do. But I did explain to them, because of the demands on our grant program, that we simply wouldn't be able to support their planning efforts if they were not a conforming municipality. Right now, they're out of compliance with the law because they haven't even conformed for the preservation area portion of their town. We provided them with background information where they can see that it's not really going to be any consequence to how they foresee where their town wants to go for the future. And they're going to consider it, and that would be a benefit both to us and to White Township. We also visited Wood Randolph Township this week to discuss conformance for the planning area portion of their town. They are conforming for the preservation area. There is a application from Mount Olive for approval of a redevelopment area on Sand Shore Road that's on the agenda for today. I'm telling you at the outset that we're going to ask you to table that. Right now, Mount Olive has requested that we put that off because they have an internal town issue that they have to deal with the property owners in the vicinity, that it would not be prudent for us to move forward on that until they've settled that. So it's likely we'll table it and they will have resolved, hopefully they will have resolved that issue by the July meeting. The Lopatcon redevelopment area that had been on two meetings ago and was withdrawn when Pohatcon withdrew their support of the application is back alive again. Just to let you know, Pohatcon has signed back on to that application, but they've amended the application to shrink the footprint of the development and move all development onto the Lopatcon side of the old Phillipsburg Mall property. That's in for review now. We have to put that back out for public comment and for staff review and staff comment on the amended application. It's likely that at the earliest it would be ready for your consideration at the August meeting. Right now it appears that we're not going to have an August meeting, so more likely that will be considered in September. Today's agenda consists primarily of plan conformance grants, primarily stormwater plan conformance grants, along with an additional phase of work for Jefferson Township on Lake Apacon to do their trout study. The biggest grant is a joint project between Hunterdon County and the Musconetcon Watershed Association. We've had to make a change to the agenda because Councilmember Bush cannot vote on the Musconetcon Watershed Association grant because he works for Hunterdon County. So we'll have to vote on that one separately from the other package of grants. And we presented them that way as well to the Budget and Finance Committee. So it's one package of grants, but we had to split it into two votes. Also on is a resolution for the Highlands Council to accept the responsibility of being the negotiating entity for the Highlands municipalities on the update to the New Jersey State Plan. Negotiating entity means that generally it was done through the county planning agencies, but because of the unique situation of the Highlands being separated out for consideration in the state plan, and our mapping actually supplanting the state plan maps on the new state plan. We are going to act as negotiating entity for the Highlands municipalities, primarily the things that come up. There's never really many comments on the policies and goals of the state plan. It mostly comes up over the mapping. And since we are the agency that's responsible for that mapping, it only makes sense that we handle that. Towns have the ability to opt out and negotiate on their own or go through the counties. We've been informed by 4 Highlands municipalities that they wish to go it on their own. But that's their decision. But we will handle the other 84 towns. In other meetings that have occurred since our last meeting, I met with Secretary Wengren, our new Secretary of Agriculture. We met with the Outdoor Equity Alliance. We met with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service about the Highlands Conservation Act funding and the new dual appraisal provisions that they have. Just to refresh your memory, there was a problem with the dual appraisals that were required to use in the Highlands that the federal government didn't recognize. The problem was is that New Jersey was more aggressive in protecting the resources of the Highlands than the other 3 Highland states, and it put us at a disadvantage because we weren't able to offer pre-Highlands value and use the federal funding. Well, we've reached an agreement with the federal government whereby, as long as they're done to Yellow Book standards, we can do both pre- and post-Highlands appraisals and offer the landowner the higher of the two. We met with the Passaic County Planning Department. We met with Denville Township, also about conformance. Had a meeting with Kane University about issues working with them on an academic academic footing, and had a meeting with the new representative of the American Farmland Trust here in New Jersey, the town of Clinton. I mentioned last month and in last month's report that SADC Executive Director Susan Payne was retiring after 35 years of government service. I noted, thanked her for her service in the monthly report, but we'd like to do so publicly here. I attended her retirement event down in Chesterfield last week. And finally, another thing that's kind of exciting is we are working with the Governor's Office of Food Security. I had mentioned that before, but we actually had both the meeting out and out with the Food Security Office and with the New Jersey Food Banks. Councilmember Alstead was present at that meeting. What we're trying to do is to set up an exchange where Highlands farmers will be able to sell their produce directly to the New Jersey Food Bank. So it would give another outlet for fresh produce from Highlands farmers, so they would have another access to another stream of income. And for the food banks and for their clients, they would be receiving locally grown fresh produce as part of their services. That would be a really exciting endeavor if we can make this work. I think we will, and that's to me that's important. So we're going to set up a pilot program with the Governor's Food Security Office. There's going to be another pilot set up in South Jersey, covering Salem, Cumberland, and Atlanta counties. We're going to do one specifically for the Highlands, and that's right. It just makes sense. Highlands farmers are within an hour's drive of all the North Jersey food banks. If we can figure out a way for the farmers to be able to make some money from that, that's a positive all around. Everybody wins in that one. I met with Jefferson and the mayors of Jefferson and West Milford at the request of Senators Bucco and Senator Smith. At Senator Bucco's office last week, we discussed some issues that those towns were having relative to the impacts of the Highlands Act on their towns. We're working through them right now. I think there's ways that we can help them, but I want to thank Senator Bucco and Senator Smith for setting them up. And I want to thank the mayors of West Milford and Jefferson for their frank discussion and their cooperative posture when we talked to them. We continue to work on solutions for communities with septic issues and no infrastructure, primarily Califon and Bloomsbury. They're the likely pilot communities where we're going to look for a solution. Same thing that I mentioned with White Township about there being homes with failing septics that are directly polluting a Highlands River and no access to infrastructure to be able to solve that. But we're going to try to work our way through that problem and find a way for them to resolve that. On the personnel side, we have our new senior planner coming on. Elizabeth Ward will be starting work on during the week of July 29th. We were very lucky to find a highly qualified candidate. On the flip side, as Carl mentioned, we are losing somebody. Bye, Karen. I'm glad you're moving someplace where the weather is cooler. But it's hard. Karen's been a tremendous member of our team here at the Highlands, and we're sorry to see her go, but good luck, and I think that
thank you.
Everything's going to be good. Her position is advertised if you know anybody who wants to come here and work for us. It's a great work environment. Applications close on July 5th for that position. We will be getting, this is another exciting thing, we will be getting the services of a water resource engineer through, you know, that's one of the positions I've been asking for. We're not going to get somebody to come here and work directly for us, but Rutgers, through their watershed work, have had the ability to hire four engineers statewide, and we are going to get one of them stationed here at the Highlands. So at least we'll get somebody with that kind of expertise and to assist our municipalities with the stormwater requirements and to help us with reviewing the plans for projects that come in. I will say that I would ask you to refer to my comments in the May report, because I think they still hold. We need to restore full funding for our grant program. It used to be $4.4 million. Back in 2012, it was cut in half to about $2.1 million. Why is that important? Well, because for the first time, we are fully subscribed to our grant program. The affordable housing and stormwater requirements that municipalities are facing have hit the budgets of Highlands municipalities like every other town in New Jersey. But we have the responsibility to assist them with their planning efforts, and so they come to us for funding these projects. We're going to likely fully expend that $2.1 million budget next year as well. And so if we were to be able to go back up, it would allow us to do all the other great things, the support for Lake Apacon, the agricultural grants that we've put out, all the other things that we've been able to do in advancing the goals of the Highlands Act and the Highlands Regional Master Plan. They're going to be in jeopardy because we simply don't have the necessary funding. So if we can find a way to get that fund restored, it's funded, just so everybody knows, the Highlands Grant Program is funded by the Realty Transfer Tax. When the Highlands Act was created, it set aside a portion of the Highlands the Realty Transfer Tax for the Highlands Protection Fund, which is where that money comes from. And if they restored it to the original level of funding, that would solve that problem. And I can't give my report without saying it one more time. We need those four positions. We need an agriculture, right, because of the importance of agriculture to the region. We need an agricultural specialist. Because of what's going on in the world at large, we need a climate scientist so we can properly prepare for the impacts and what it might mean to both the ecology of the Highlands, the agricultural industry in the Highlands, but more importantly, the reliability of the drinking water supply for 7 million people that will be impacted by the changes in precipitation and temperature. We need somebody to work on restoration issues, and we need an engineer to work here to assist us. It was a position that we had before. We've never been able to fill it again. We review plans on a regular basis. We have very smart professional people who work here, but they're not engineers, and they're looking at engineering drawings. We need somebody with that background. Final thing that I'll get to is this is the 20th anniversary of the passage of the Highlands Act coming up on August 10th of this year. We have an event scheduled for September 6th at the Frelinghuysen Arboretum. Details will follow, but we're going to commemorate the passage of the Highlands Act, take a reflect on where we've been over the last 20 years and where it's likely we were going. And in conjunction with that, we're going to set up a science symposium in October in conjunction with Kane University, the Kane Skylands campus, to convene the scientists who've been working in the Highlands to exchange information on their research and what their plans are. So that's it.
That's all?
That's it. That's 2 months more.
Let me ask you, can you do anything now to help the Mets?
If they need a left-handed pitcher.
Okay. Any questions or comments for our executive director?
Ben, you're doing a fine job.
Yeah, here, here, you really have, you made a big difference.
Okay, you know, getting back to the corporate business tax, I know Kurt, you just discussed that, and you and I have discussed that many times over the years, so that's a really big thing for us, to be able to get some funds from that corporate tax, so good job with that, that's for sure.
It's not done yet.
Mike Dressler, are you on the phone now?
Indeed.
Okay, good to hear you. Thank you.
Okay, sounds good.
Any other questions or comments for our executive director? No? Okay, we're going to move on now to the approval of the Highlands Council minutes of April 18th, 2024. Who would like to make that motion and second?
All motion.
Moved by Council Member Bush. We need a second.
Second.
Second by Council Member Alstead. Any discussion? Seeing none, please poll.
Council Member Alstead?
Yes.
Council Member Bush?
Yeah.
Council Member Dougherty? Council Member Dressler?
Yes.
Council Member Francis?
Yeah.
Council Member James?
Yes.
Council Member Sebetich? Council Member Van Epps?
Yes.
Council Member Vizioli?
Yes.
Council Member Bowden?
Yes.
And Chairman Richo?
Yes. All right, for the plan conformance, do we need to table this, or do we need, can we just pull it?
You want to make a motion. Somebody could make a motion to carry this to the next meeting. That would be fantastic.
Okay, we need a motion to carry this to the next.
I'll make a motion to carry it.
That's Council Member Bush. We need a second.
I'll second.
Second by Council Member James. Any discussion?
Just for the record, that's the July 18th.
July, I'm sorry. I said August. You canceled July.
July 18th.
Okay, and this is not for public comment.
No, it's just a promotion. You can do
an all in. Any discussion?
It's my birthday. Is there going to be cake?
All in favor?
No.
Aye. Those opposed?
Motion. That included cake.
Motion passes. All right. Budget and Finance Committee, I'm going to turn it over to Council Member Vizioli. He's the chair of that committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Budget and Finance Committee met twice this month. And there's two resolutions in front of us here this afternoon. The first one is, it's the capital budget for plan conformance funding grants for Alexandria Township, Bethlehem Township, Hope, Jefferson, Union Township, Peapack, Gladstone, Bernard's Township. Bernard's. And Booton Town, a total of about $362,500. And we met on that and discussed it in total. Is there any staff input on this one?
Yes, I can go through. Sorry, I can go through them quickly. So first, there was three stormwater management planning grants. These are the same grants we've been giving out all year. They're from Alexandria Township, Bethlehem Township, and Hope Township. That totals to $244,000 for those. Those were all Tier B municipalities moving to Tier A, so they have extra work to do. The next grant is phase three of the trout study that Jefferson Township has been doing on Lake Apatcong. We've already funded the first two phases, so this is the final phase three for that. And then there's a few plan conformance grants, and these are all basically towns interested in conforming. Union Township is currently conforming for the preservation area, and they're looking to investigate conforming for the planning area, and they also want to do some transportation studies along Route 78. They're looking for $20,000. PPAC, Gladstone, and Bernard's Township, both are seeking initial assessment grants. They're both 100% planning area municipalities that are interested in at least looking at the effects of plan conformance on the municipalities. Those are $15,000 each. And then finally, Booton Township, who completed initial assessment report already, is now interested in moving ahead with full plan conformance. This is Booton Town. This is the 100% planning area municipality. So they're looking for $25,000 to do some preparation for their plan conformance petition, and also looking at possibly designating themselves as a center during that process. If you have any other questions, be happy to answer.
We need a motion and a second.
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, moved by Councilmember Vizio, a second.
I'll second.
Second by Councilmember James. A discussion?
And I have a question. We got a resolution in the package and then the resolution later. Is it just that the one has been added to?
We switched out Hunterdon County because Councilmember Bush can't vote on the Hunterdon County grant.
Oh, okay.
Because he's got a conflict. So we just pulled that one out and put it in its own resolution. Everything else is exactly the same.
That'll be next.
Yep, so that'll be, we'll do that one separately and next. But this is everything but that grant that was in that original package is in this resolution.
Okay.
Only Hunterdon County.
Came out.
It's a little confusing.
Okay, any other discussion on this resolution? Hearing none, this is a vote.
One question. In terms of the municipalities going through the initial assessment process, did any of them previously get an initial assessment grant?
No, we've never worked with either of those two towns.
What, Union Township?
Union Township probably did one initially way back in 2008, but that's so dated now and the standards have changed that. And they did it for both areas at that time, so this would just be...
I thought I recalled that.
Yeah, Union I think did, yes.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, this is a voting matter with public comment. Would anyone from the audience like to comment on this resolution only? Okay, Hank.
Hi, my name's Hank Klump. I'm a farmer in Tewksbury. I'm in the preservation area, but not by happiness, let's put it that way. It was put on upon us. I got a question as to that trout study. What were the other two monies that we gave them, the grant money?
They were similar amounts. I don't have the exact money amount, but they were very similar in the total amounts for each year. And it was just doing it multiple years because the conditions changed during those years.
You know, that's astonishing to me because, you know, Highlands Council is all about the water. Here we're talking about fish, trout, fish, grant you. Now, what you said is true. You're talking about $120,000 for fish? Come on. You know, I got a bridge in Brooklyn. If the council would be interested, I don't own it, but you're more than welcome to bid on it. I mean, for trout, this doesn't sound good. For a landowner that's losing equity, come on. Thank you.
Thank you. Julia, that's why Julia's coming up. We also are involved with economic sustainability, and for Lake of Patcon, the trout fishing is very vital to their economy. Julia?
Sure. Julia Summers, Executive Director, New Jersey Highlands Coalition. Trout are an umbrella species for clean water. They don't exist without clean water. They're extremely sensitive to whether there's cool, clean water. Otherwise, you don't get no trout. And they are the preferred freshwater fly fishing fish. I mean, fishermen, and I'm not one, are nutty about trout. So you're exactly right, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to point out that the town of Booton is the home of the New Jersey Highlands Coalition, and Booton, we're thrilled that Booton is moving forward with conformance. Booton would like to think of itself as the gateway to the Highlands. So they're a very important part of what you're going forward with the branding that you're talking about, and we look forward to talking to North Star about that. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Lynette. Anyone else like to address the council on this resolution? Seeing none, any further discussion from the council? Seeing none, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead?
Yes.
Councilmember Bush?
Yes.
Councilmember Dougherty? Councilmember Dressler?
Yes.
Councilmember Francis?
Yes.
Councilmember James?
Yes.
Councilmember Sepetich? Councilmember Van Apps?
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli?
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden?
Yes.
And Chairman Richko?
Yes. All right, motion passes. We move on to the next resolution for the budget and finance.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have a final resolution here in front of us. It has to do with Hunterdon County Watershed Management. And I know we're going to have some staff input on this one.
Yes, so Hunterdon County is working with the Musconetcong Watershed Association to do a watershed management plan on the Musconetcong River. It's phased. This is phase one, which is year one, in the amount of $230,000. The project will involve assessment of the Hunterdon County reach of the Musconetcong River from Bethlehem Township all the way to the Delaware River in Holland Township. It'll include action planning with municipalities and engagement with the Hunterdon County on water quality planning in its role as the wastewater management planning agency. The project will ultimately result in an EPA nine-element watershed management plan, which will then provide a basis to apply for funding in the future for project implementation. This would have been funded under the watershed management planning grants we were funding earlier this year, but unfortunately we just did not have the funds in that account. So this we worked with Hunterdon County to collaborate with the Musconetcong Watershed Association to be able to fund it directly out of the plan conformance grant program.
Okay, thank you. We need a motion and a second on this resolution.
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Moved by Councilmember Vizioli, second by Councilmember James.
Mr. Chairman, I'm recusing myself.
Yes, and Councilmember Bush has recused himself from the vote on this resolution. All right, this is a voting matter with public participation, public comment. Would anyone like to address the council on this resolution only? Yes.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the Highlands Council. I'm Tom D'Alessio, the Executive Director of the Musconetcong Watershed Association. We thank you very much for the consideration of this issue, and also we especially thank Hunterdon County for inviting us to come forward to actually work with them and their municipalities on protecting the water quality. We intend to use this grant in a two-phase project to help put together a 319 plan for the lower Musconetcong. This will help supplement the data that we have for the middle Musconetcong 319 that we are currently finalizing, and we'll be shortly talking with various parties about the upper Musconetcong and pulling that together to eventually have an entire watershed management plan for our entire watershed. We'd like to personally thank Mr. Humphreys and all the staff, the Highlands Council, been incredibly helpful in the effort, and we appreciate again the support of the council. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the council on this resolution? Seeing none, any further discussion from the council? Please poll.
Councilmember Alstead?
Yes.
Councilmember Bush? Losing himself. Take that off. Councilmember Dougherty? Councilmember Dressler?
Yes.
Councilmember Francis?
Yes.
Councilmember James?
Yes.
Councilmember Civitich? Councilmember Van Apps?
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli?
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden?
Aye.
And
the
Chairman Richard?
Pulled away.
Yes. Motion passes. All right, this is. We move on to other business. We have consideration of a resolution authorizing participation of the Highlands Water Protection and Planning Council in the State Development and Redevelopment Plan cross-acceptance process. This is a voting matter with public comment. We need a motion and a second on this resolution.
I'll move that. I'll second.
Moved by Councilmember Francis and seconded by Councilmember Van Apps. Any discussion? All right, since this is a voting matter of public comment, anyone from the audience would like to comment on this resolution? Hank.
It's Hank Clump again. I got a question for you on this. Are we overreaching into something that our nose really doesn't belong in?
We're doing this as an accommodation to the State Planning Commission to make their job easier. It also just makes sense for the Highlands municipalities that are working with us now to be able to use us as the conduit for their concerns.
Are you going to be the final one that puts the final sticker on it then, at the end?
No.
On the approvals?
No, the State Planning Commission does that.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else? Julia.
Julia Samas, Executive Director of New Jersey Highlands Coalition. I'm a State Planning Commissioner, so I'm delighted that this is happening because it wouldn't have made sense otherwise. I don't know why we would have a Highlands Water Protection and Planning Act if we were completely ignoring it. It's extremely important that the Highlands Council be the representative to the Highland, to the State Planning Commission and the Office of Planning Advocacy on all things Highlands. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the Council on this resolution? Seeing none, any further discussion from the Council? Please poll.
Councilmember Olmsted?
Yes.
Councilmember Bush?
Yes.
Councilmember Dougherty? Councilmember Dressler?
Yes.
Councilmember Francis?
Yes.
Councilmember James?
Yes.
Councilmember Sipetich? Councilmember Van Epps?
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli?
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden?
Yes.
And Chairman Richko?
Yes. Motion passes. And old and new business. Do any council members have any old or new business to share?
Something really quickly. So, previously, over many, many councils, different compositions, we've been on the record in support of permanent funding for the TDR bank. And I just wanted to make sure that perhaps we authorize today, or reaffirm that support, and authorize our staff to work on our behalf to gain support for this these proposed bills.
I don't think we need a motion on that. I think that we can all agree that we would like to see the staff continue to work on that. Right, Ben?
Yes.
And the Mets too.
Okay, I can't.
One of them is doable, one of them is not.
But just saying that the provisions of the proposed bill do specifically speak to funding HDC credit purchases, the authorized, which was always a question before whether or not that money could be used. This bill allows us to use the money for HDC purchases.
Isn't the bank broke though?
Not if this works.
Not if this works. Okay, yeah, right now it's broke.
Correct.
All right, let's continue. Any other old or new business? Now we move on to the public comments. Just remind the public that you can speak on anything you'd like, but you are limited to 3 minutes. So who would like to address the council at this time? Hank.
Go ahead. Julie, you want to go?
After you, Hank.
Okay, thank you. I'll just let the ladies go first. I got a question on the North Star. You know, before, you know, we're advertising the Highlands, basically. That's what they're, that's, you know, to make it sound like the Pinelands. But, you know, the people that own this land haven't been compensated. How can you push something? I mean, you know, the landowners were all lied to. And I was amazed that McCune signed on because he was one of the sponsors of the bill. Him and Smith would lie to them. They said that we'd be compensated, both of them, and it hasn't happened. So I congratulate you for pushing as much as you've been, Ben. But boy, you know, those guys got long noses. And whether you can believe it or not, they're politicians. You know, it's not like a farmer. If he says, I'll have that there for you, it'll be there. That isn't so. So I appreciate your time. And again, Ben, thanks again.
Thank you, Hank. Anyone else like to address the council? Julia? This is like a
cake. Yeah. I got the mic warm.
Thank you, Hank. Julia Summers, New Jersey Highlands Coalition. The New Jersey Highlands Coalition is similarly very excited about this bill that has been introduced, and we give our commitment that we will work hard to try and make sure that it passes both in the Senate and the Assembly. Second, thank you very much for visiting White. I have spent a lot of the last 5 years in White Township, It was always extremely frustrating to me that the township committee didn't recognize the opportunities that it was giving up by not participating as a conforming town, and by ignoring the fact that it was supposed to have conformed this preservation area, which is right across 519 from the site of the Jandel property. But it's never too late, so I'm thrilled that this is happening. Can the public know more about what the concerns of the township committee were, or was this an executive session?
We really didn't get into what their concerns were.
I don't think we can address that.
Okay. I recognize that because of the, going back some time, cuts in funding for the grants program, that it's likely to now become a very competitive program. Would it be fair to say that conforming towns will be at an advantage when grant requests are accepted?
Yes.
Okay. I think it's important that non-conforming towns recognize that, because there have been a lot of grants given to non-conforming towns to promote, I recognize, to promote the regional master plan, but that might not be available in the future. So hopefully another reason for them to consider conformance. You mentioned in your comments that you mentioned something about Clinton Township, which I didn't quite understand, with Susan Payne. And I'm just wondering if you can expand at all on that?
Let's just wait till you finish your comments and then Ben can...
Okay, and I was wondering, I didn't get the date for the Kane Symposium.
We don't have one yet.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
You want to address
it? It was the town of Clinton.
Yes. Right. The township.
Yes.
I got one question. Sir.
Why don't we ask
I'll wait.
Yeah. You already spoke, so right after the meeting, we'll discuss it. Okay, and Lady Bear would like to speak.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
It's okay. My name's Irene Sergonis. I live in Mount Olive. I've lived there for 44 years, and the reason I came was because of this. The resolution to change the designation, the Highlands designation. I realize you've tabled it, but I'd like to tell you my concerns. There are two farms that are neighboring to this, the properties that are being considered for the redevelopment. And also there's another farm, the Highview Farm is on Sandshore Road, very close by also. And I know I was at a town meeting, and the property owners are planning to put warehouses right next to the farm, the RH Farm on Route 46. Route 46 is a death trap. We've had many fatalities in that area. There is no shoulder on Route 46 in many cases. It is no place to put a warehouse. So I just wanted to bring up those concerns. I'll be back on July 18, but those are my concerns. So thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the council? Yes, Tom.
Tom DeLessa, Executive Director of the Musconetcon Watershed Association. Thank you again for your affirmative vote on the grant. We look forward to working with you on that. Second, we will be raising the issue about support for S-3466 with the Musconetcon Watershed Association. We have a policy committee meeting coming up in July, and we'll bring that issue to the table. At this point, I'd like to introduce Ben Yaskolka, who's our policy and advocacy manager. Ben will be at these meetings and other meetings, and we'll be carrying forward. And just rest assured that we're going to make sure that we cover this issue and make sure that you have the support you need on that. We also want to thank you for your work and follow up on the cross-acceptance process in the state plan. I can't think of anyone better to actually be the negotiating entity, especially from a regional perspective. So thank you for stepping up to the plate. Just to let you know, with Ben, Laura Gould is our new watershed resilience planner. Myself, as a licensed professional planner, and others, we would be glad to help you out in the cross-acceptance negotiating effort. Go going through, and whatever assistance you need, be more than happy to assist in that effort. And then you had mentioned in particular septic system work with Bloomsbury. We have a study currently in work with the consultants Natural Systems Utilities, and we're looking to actually find opportunities to work with municipalities on potentially upgrading failing septic systems, maybe even looking at distributed water infrastructure. So if there's an opportunity, we'd be glad to work with you all on that effort. And last but not least, our vision draft vision plan is in its final stages. We are posting it on our website shortly. We've already met with the staff, and we thank them for their comments and look forward to additional comments. We encourage anyone to go to mustconnectcom.org and look at our vision plan and provide comments. It's intended to provide a picture of where we want to be in 2050 and to provide ideas and suggestions how we can get there. It is high level, so it's goals, strategies, and targets. And what we want to basically see is actually what will the watershed be like in 2050 and how we make sure we can get there. And as Mike Bloomberg said, what gets measured gets done. We believe the targets are going to be critical, so please pay attention in particular to those. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
Where did your young associate first have a job?
Yes. Ben, if I may, Ben, please come.
Hello there, everyone. My name is Benny Skolka. I was recently hired as the Policy and Advocacy Manager for Musconnectown Watershed Association after working for, in my opinion, the greatest farm in the northeastern United States. No bias at all. But I just wanted to come up and introduce myself, and thank you all for having me.
Thank you, Ben.
He's a good man, all about
Did you also work for Kurt?
No. Hi, I'm Margaret Noon. I'm actually here, like Irene, regarding the Highlands redevelopment in Mount Olive. So I am one of those farmers that live basically eight of the buildings are along the edge of my property. So I just want to share with you a couple of points in my personal experience with stormwater issues in the area. I believe Mount Olive Township cannot be trusted with this proposal regardless of their length of time planning this petition. My farm suffers the results of abysmal prior stormwater management decisions, which I'm sure required years of planning. What are some of the results of this stormwater issue? Trespass, mosquitoes, loss of income, loss of usable farmland, and my personal experience. Mount Olive Township Department of Public Works illegally dug an 80-foot trench, approximately 4 feet deep, 6 feet wide on my preserve farm. This ditch was crudely dug in wet soils with the supposed goal to provide relief to a failing stormwater management basis on a business property at block 8300, lot 5.02 across from my farm. The ditch is well outside the road right away on my farm property. This basin contains stagnant water from commercial industrial buildings that drain to the stormwater basin. The water also drains parking lots and had a sheen to it. The basin was sprayed with mosquito control, and that is a prohibited substance on my organic farm. The trenching appears to have soil brought in from another location as well as large stones from another location. All of this holds as a potential soil and water contamination and threaten my hard-earned organic farming status. I've been farming there for 13 years. Mount Olive Township violated my easement, potentially violated wetlands regulations, contaminated my farm, trespassed on my farm, endangered my organic status, created multiple avenues for business loss on my farm. This is the same town that now petitions you, after careful planning, to place another high percentage impervious project with managed stormwater relying on infiltration. After storms, the existing stormwater basins along Sandshore are brimming for days. Currently, after almost 3.5 to 4 weeks of no rain, there's water standing. One of these structures continues to pour contaminated water on my property. These developed tracts are on the same ground now being petitioned for more impervious cover, all draining to my farm, whose only fault was being at the low end of the grade.
I just want to stop you there. That
sure.
We want to be fair to everyone. We do give 3 minutes. Can you conclude, please?
Sure.
Are you almost finished?
Yeah. So I ask you, before you consider this petition, get what you can and bond Mount Olive to their promise. Treat them like a private applicant before their land use board. Only do it for water quality, not tax ratables. This is your mandate, after all.
And
Thank you.
And you can give your written statement to Karen if you'd like.
You know what, can I send it?
Yes,
sure.
Yes. Hold on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the council? Seeing none, is there someone?
I can have another question.
Okay, no, we'll do that after the meeting. Okay, we need a motion to adjourn.
I move it.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned.